Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Arms out to your mum's house.
What number? 18 now.
It's episode 89 of Arms House to Your Madre's House. Salute. We are on location once again. We thought, why do it from home when the weather is so beautiful? I wore my Brazil shirt.
That's, it is beautiful weather.
You know what I mean? Here. We got the... It's going to be another loud episode. We're right trackside. We got the Elizabeth line.
We weren't going to come here.
Yeah.
But we were trying to go to a different location. Kind of loud it in the end. We're getting old. Maddie's got shorts on.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Don't want to be walking through too many brambles.
I deliberately put the combats on thinking this is what we're doing.
I know.
To be fair, we're clean. No, it's the fucking ink.
Are you wearing gloves?
Yeah, I know, but not on this hand.
Idiot.
Can't.
Yeah.
So here we are. We're on location.
Here
man.
We are. Still in West London, as per usual.
What, fuck, man.
Guess who I linked yesterday, man? I linked
Nike Beers.
Old Nike Beers. Salute, my brother.
Got sponsored by Nike for drinking beers.
He hit me up the other day, said, you want to go for a paint Saturday? I was like, all right, fuck it. I didn't have anything else to do. And he was like, I want to do like a hip hop meets goth. That's like kind of his suggestion. And I thought, all right, that sounds cool. And I suggested to him that I'll do an NPC character and then you could do a goth character, like giving me a record to sample, but like a goth record. And then I was like overthinking it.
Yeah.
Cause I turned up and then he wanted to do a character. So I was like, all right, I'll do a B-boy hip hop character. You do a goth character and we'll get the dicks to interlink in between, yeah? So that's what we ended up doing. We did it down in Dulwich on some...
The way you have to explain it.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to know, has he done the classic Nike Beers intertwining of the dick?
Yeah, of course, man. Well, I did. I put in my character, you know, this one.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I don't know if I'm out of shot if I get like that. Whoop.
No, you're good.
No.
And yeah, we painted some...
Where was
place.
This? It's called, Lime Ass.
I think... Dulwich, somewhere south, like souther than Brixton.
Proper south.
And it was some old pub. I think it's called the Grove Pub or something because the car park of the pub has been turned into a skate park now. They've built all these ramps there and all this stuff. And then the pub is boarded off, closed up, and all around the outside, there's graff all around the outside. I don't think I took many pictures of all the graph around it, but anyway, it was on the high street. So we just painted these dicks on a high street. I didn't even think about it. We should have put like a parental advisory sticker on it.
Jesus Christ. Jesus
but,
Christ.
Yeah, it was funny.
Running around town painting dicks.
And, but yeah, it was hilarious. And who else did I bump into there? There was a bunch of skaters who do graph as well. Gollum and Tisk and a couple other heads. And then I went to Rylane's Tattoos where we went for the Jan's thing. They were doing
Jobsy.
Yeah, Jobsy was there. Salute, Jobs. Who else was there? Cope. Zombie was there. Fucking Plug. And...
That's a loud motherfucker. That is a loud motherfucker.
The one you were saying, yeah, when the ones right next to us here.
Cooler Vibration.
Vibrations.
Cooler. Oh, mate. Sorry to butt in.
Yeah.
On the football WhatsApp group I'm on for playing football, yeah?
Yeah.
I came back from Dominica and I was like, yeah, I'm in next week. And they said, sweet. And they sent the team out and they put your name on the team sheet and I put Venezuelan Cooler Inflator, yeah?
Oh, shit, yeah.
And there's like a couple of people on there, I don't know. I sent it in, Bosch, this is like number 8, Venezuelan Cooler. And no one said anything. So that was sweet. The next day, some geezer's at work.
Yeah.
One of the football guys, and he's looking at it on his WhatsApp, and he sends this message in saying, I've just fucking Googled on my work computer Venezuelan culo inflator.
Oh, no.
But generally didn't know what it was.
No.
Completely didn't know. Had no idea about, you know, anything.
Yeah.
I typed it in with his boss standing behind him.
No! That's hilarious.
And what, all that culos came up on
the
Google search?
Yeah, and he said, I fucking Googled it. It's like, the message was, I fucking Googled it at work, my boss behind me, for fuck's sake. Venezuelan culo inflator.
That is jokes. But did he get any trouble or anything? Nah.
No, I think his boss is all blessed, but...
Oh, okay, cool. Jesus.
So don't Google things from your WhatsApp group, bruv. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, but yeah, so I was down Rye Lane's Tattoos, bumped into a bunch. Doubter was there as well. Love Doubter, man.
Big badge.
Dapper. Yeah, Groan was there. Bunch of heads. Two Rye's was there as well.
Do you know how much graph Doubter's done? If you fucking think about it for 1 second.
Bruv. Too much.
You know what fucking graph he's done?
It's a lifestyle for him, man. You know what I mean? Every day.
From like our generation as well. He's been doing it.
Like,
fucking hell, bruv.
Yeah. And even, I was down south, I saw a few Doubter things. And I went east, saw a few Doubter things. You know what I mean? He's all over the shop, man.
Longevity to the Don.
No doubt. No.
He's sick. Bare trains, bare top to bottom European whole cars and stuff. You always see him doing it, fucking sick.
The vibrations.
That is a vibration.
Probably vibrating the camera slightly as well. Can I have a sip of water, brother? I'm so sorry, man.
See, I've been to the jungle before.
Yeah, exactly.
I bought sugar in case you get bitten by a venomous snake. Do you know what I mean? Cola bottle.
Fucking hot, man. Did I tell you about what happened to me in Hong Kong?
Mm-hmm.
I almost died. Yeah.
When did you go to Hong Kong?
I've been twice with work, just before the pandemic. 2019, I think I went for the second time. And you know the writer Khan, who, you know, is big in London, he lives now in Hong Kong. And when I was out there, I knew I was going to have a whole day free. So I was like, I'll try and get some painting in. So big up Matt Script. He hooked me up with Khan's out there and said, yo, message Khan's, he'll hook you up, he'll tell you the paint spots, he might even go paint with you, whatever. And so boom, I started messaging Khan's. He was super cool, but he was in Singapore the time that I was in Hong Kong, so he couldn't meet me, but he told me where the paint shop was. It was this dude called the Fat Panda.
Yeah,
really cool fucking dude. And everything in there, in Hong Kong, everything's in these high-rise buildings. So, like, the industrial estates, they're not like here in England where, like, you'll have a big space with loads of, like, warehouses. The warehouses are all in these huge towers.
Tower block.
And so each floor will be like a warehouse, you know? And this dude, he had a shop on one of the floors of the warehouse, went there, bought some paint. He told me of two spots to paint. So I painted one spot down in Mong Kok. Yeah? And
French for my cock.
Yeah, Mong Kok. Yeah, that's Nike Beers. Shout out Nike Beers again. No, I'm just kidding. And then the other spot was down by the harbour. Yeah. So I was like, okay, cool. Let me go paint the harbour. And I'm telling you, when I said it was sunny and hot and humid and crazy weather, 40 degrees, like crazy hot. And like an idiot, man. Fucking idiot. He told me how to get to the spot. But he goes, it's about 40 minutes walk down by the sea, and then you got to go through this thing and then over this fence and then round here. Like, he described the whole way to get there. And I was like, cool. I just bought a 6-pack of beers. Yeah, put them in the thing, in my bag with all the paint, and just made my way to this thing. 40 minutes, 45 minutes, trekking. And then I got to where the big fucking wall. There was a couple of New York writers on there, Tats crew, and a bunch of heads I didn't recognize. And there was
where
one.
Where was this? What kind of year was this?
2019. Yeah. But there was one old guy. One old guy there fishing, like a bit further down. And I was like, all right, fuck it. So I did the boom. I find a spot, paint, start doing A, M, B, S. And it's getting hotter and hotter. And there's no shade, no trees, no nothing. Just the wall and the sun just pounding this wall, yeah? And I'm
your painting, so it's on your back.
On my back, yeah. It was a beautiful location. If I can find photos, I'll send you the photos. Amazing, beautiful. But I'm painting now, And I'm like reaching, I'm drinking these beers. It's my only sustenance. Yeah? Oh, no, and that's not good for like hydration. You know
it's
what I'm
the
saying?
Worst.
It's the worst. And now the beers, by the time I drunk the second one, they're fucking hot, boiling hot beers. Yeah. So I can't even drink them. Yeah, I can't even drink them because they're just
toasting
hot.
Nicely in your rucksack in the sun.
It was horrible, man. Fuck. And I'm
that's
now,
disgusting.
And now I'm fucking, I'm thirsty. The sun is pounding on me. I'm taking off layers of clothing. I'm like dying, man. And I'm like getting to a point where, look, if I'm walking to go get some water, that's 40 minutes there, 40 minutes back. You know what I mean? And there's no point coming back. I got to finish this painting, man. And it was a shit piece as well. I was not happy with it. Oh, mate, it was a nightmare, man. And I was just thinking,
fob it off. Was shit.
Yeah, like, but I'm in Hong Kong.
Why the fuck am I even doing this for fucking
sake? I got to finish it, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? I got to get this flick of the piece and... Oh, mate, it was a nightmare. And I could feel myself getting dizzy. And I was thinking to myself, if I pass out here, there's no one going to come. I mean, I'm like, hopefully this fucking fisherman guy walked past, maybe says something. But I was literally in peril. But I've managed to finish the half-assed piece. It's a terrible piece. I'll show you it here. It's disgusting. I really hate this piece. And then trekked back. And then when I got back,
it's
like
a trek
civilized.
Back in the sun as well.
Trek.
Now with it facing you.
Jumping the fences, all that stuff. Then I finally get to civilization. I see the first, like, it was like a cafe thing, but it was for workers. So it was a proper ghetto cafe. And
you
I just
like
walk
this,
in there.
In.
No, I was drenched like that with sweat and I was red and just like, and no one spoke English. Yeah. And I was like, water. And they were like, cool, you know what I mean? Whatever, they hooked me up. And yeah, so man, I was this clock. I was going to
Wait, what did you do at this calf? Did you sit down and batter a meal and some green tea and shit?
No, I just chugged a bunch of water and then I got back to the hotel. And I swear I had like a, you know when you get too much sun, you start...
Sunstroke.
Yeah, like sunstroke. I swear I got some sort of sunstroke because I was feeling proper shitty, man.
Yeah, it's dangerous. Vomit, bro.
Yo, I was feeling sickly. It was disgusting, man. It was hardcore, man. Like, it was dangerous, man. Literally. And it wasn't like a danger. It was just the sun was the danger, man. Yeah, that was scary, man. But I survived. So all good. Hong Kong is a wicked city as well, man. Wicked record shops. Fucking food is amazing. And you know what I did before I left to go Hong Kong? I ordered a Chinese takeaway, and I ordered what I usually get before I left. So in England, I specifically the night before I went, I got
I'm going
Chinese
to Hong Kong
takeaway.
So I'm gonna get a Chinese takeaway.
No, I wanted to compare it.
I mean
I was like,
so
let me get
it
here.
The last day that I'm here, I have it then, so it's fresh in my mind.
And I went
to Hong Kong
and I
wanted
to get the same
Chinese
and there was this dish, what was it, it was like Hong Kong style noodles basically that I usually get from my spot with prawns in it. And I was like, all right, I'm going to order this dish here. Then when I get to Hong Kong, I'm going to order Hong Kong style noodles. And it was great. My local Chinese, they did good. They did good, man.
When you went to Hong Kong, you didn't batter it. The munch.
Yeah, I battered the munch out there.
But the Hong Kong munch in Hong Kong didn't batter your local thing.
It was decent. It was decent. My local one is stepped up to it. Yeah.
Good boys.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Sorry, I don't know why I went off on a whole Hong Kong thing, but yeah.
That script is the ultimate like international graph linkage. Yo. If you needed to link internationally.
You go anywhere
in the
world.
I can imagine that's something that's his forte doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know any international writers? Like, no people?
No.
No?
None of them.
I know some writers in Paris. My man Smash.
And I mean, I've met Barry them and stuff, but I don't know.
I know loads. No, but I know like people I can reach out to, people who I can ask for favors and stuff like that. Like, I know people, obviously, in Lebanon. I know a bunch of writers.
That would be the ultimate fucking arm sales videos, going to one of them places like Italy or Greece.
Yo. Sick. We have to.
And just painting top to bottom.
We have to, man. Just do an arm sales top to bottom and then do the episode on the benching spot.
Speaking to chicks, sorry, I just
and then as it comes past, yeah.
Getting to some next place.
Is it? And we gotta do Paris as well, man. Fuck. The shit coming out of Paris looks sick. We should do an episode.
Do you see what's going on? We're never in on these things.
I know. Bring us in, lads. Now we should do an episode on Paris trains. People, send send in some of your favorite Paris trains that you're seeing coming out of the Paris metro, and maybe we'll do an episode on that, man.
I had a good sit down with Chick.
Yeah. Recently.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And some of the photos, bruv.
Oh man, I can only imagine.
Some of the photos, bruv.
I saw a few.
Paris was fucking piss shit.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about? It used to not be this shit. He's like, no. Walking in.
Literally super easy.
Like
yeah.
8 to 12 of them.
I mean, I've whole been seeing
the videos. Whole trains. Yeah. Whole trains running as well. Yeah. All windowed down. All fucking smashed it.
It's insane.
Zombie's got a piece on there.
Yeah, I've seen that one. The one with Jesus Saves.
And then I don't know if it's that one. I don't know. Like,
they must have done a few.
So many.
I saw that. Oh, yeah. That brings me on to someone I've been wanting to give props to. I saw Love Pusher's been out there as well. He's done a couple of those metros out in Paris, I think quite recently as well. But he's, man.
What? P-U-S-H-Y-R. Pusher.
Y-R?
Yeah.
No, E-R. Love Pusher.
Doesn't he sometimes, I'm trying to, like, sick hands though.
Yeah, he's dope. He's, yeah. Like, this dude is a legend, man.
Pusher.
Love Pusher, a.k.a., I mean, I don't even know if I want to say his other name as well. I don't want to bait it out, but he's been getting about, man. Constantly, he's a machine. And painting, like, he's got that dub style that he does, and he can just do it quick. Hint, hint.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah, and it's really cool, and he just does, and he does, and he's got the straight letter style, and it's blatantly obvious he whips them out in, like, literally 10 minutes, I reckon he could do them, if that. But also, you see his more legal walls, yeah? The 3D shit that he's doing is nuts, man. Like the dude has a crazy level amount of skills when it comes to painting. And he's out there fucking almost every other night, by it seems. You know what I mean? The dude is up. Yeah. All city. I mean, I don't know if I would call him all city. But as in, you go anywhere in the city, you're going to find something of his, you know? Crazy, man. So I just want to give him an almshouse salute.
Salute, baby.
To Love Pusher, man. Legend. Who else, man?
I saw the final battle. Killer Kelly.
I was there. I was painting just further up because every year I link up with my mates and we do a memorial thing for my mate Hayes who passed away. So yeah, we were down Trellick and all them lot were there doing the battle. And I was telling
that temp geezer.
Yeah.
Smashed it.
Killed it, man.
Smashed it. Mir's outline, nice, the different one like that. With the white in the E and that, I really like that.
When I was there on the day, I went with Mir. Like, yeah. I liked
that. I watched it yesterday, I was thinking, oh shit, Mir might be winning this.
But temp, he brought the battle aspect, man, and it's like in a rap battle. There could be one guy,
jokers to the right.
Yeah, exactly. Like in a rap battle, you could do like skill rapping where you just rap with heavy skills and people win like that sometimes. But the battler who actually goes and like goes, yo, fuck you and fuck this guy and this you and him and then like, look what you're wearing, like, and directly attacks the other guy.
I'm white.
Yeah. Then they're more likely to win. You know what I mean? And Tempo definitely brought that battle aspect, man. And big up Spat as well, but it didn't even seem like Spat really. I mean, he obviously did an ill piece, but I don't know. Is that enough to win a battle? I mean, you know, whatever. I mean, it's not like
for him. He was just dropping a piece. Yeah. I reckon he was just dead.
Yes, he was sick of it. He was like, "Fuck,
I'm doing a fucking piece."
Yeah. But props to them, man. But I came up all in the video, and I was like, "Keller, you better edit me into the video." And he was like, "Yeah, that'll be funny." And then he didn't do it. Can't.
And he knew there and then he was never.
Yeah, he's never gonna get it. But yeah, man, fucking, what else has been going on, man? Fuck. We got listeners' question. We got a bit of graph critique. Oh, yeah, this book someone gave me, man.
Oh, yeah, it's up there.
You know what? Actually, rather than bring it, you know, I did bring the book because I wanted to show you, but I was going to pick out, you know what? Let's save it for another episode. I was going to pick out a couple of the trains from there. It's from 1979. I'll show you guys just to whet the appetite.
No, earlier than that, isn't it?
Earlier. It's like from 73 to 75, photographs and paintings by Keith, either Boff or Bow. How do you say that?
Keith Bow, I guess. Bow. Bow.
Bow.
I reckon just bore.
Bore off. Keith, bore. But you know what I mean? It's all that, like, 73 to 75, the classic trains, like the pre-Wild Style, pre-Style Wars. You know, this is Blade and people like that, man. Like, legendary ones from the beginning where you can see the... Some of the stuff from this era is still happening to this day, like with the 3Ds and shit. I want to pick a couple out of here.
When peeps were first starting to develop letters.
Phase two. Yeah, and just like those fundamentals, you know, like backgrounds, stars, clouds, you know what I mean? 3Ds, there were just highlights, all the staples of grab. Trips. You know what I mean? Little things that we all use and we all kind of take for granted. These were the guys.
And that like Scheme said, they were kids.
Yeah.
They were kids.
They were, yeah, between
13,
15, 16. Yeah, crazy, man. So, yeah, I'm going to pick a few out of here. Sitting Tracy.
Foundation of graph.
So, all the legendary, look, even the throw up styles. Look at that throw up. That would sit nicely today next to any throw up. And this was done.
But the fact it was done back then batters all of them.
Fucking hell, man. It's crazy, man. So, yeah, I'll go through this book and I'll pick out a couple pieces and I'll pick up
that,
the dude.
Scheme said about,
yeah,
it was done by kids. Wasn't, yeah, those kids?
No,
if
it was
they
done
had
by
any
kids.
Idea.
It was mastered,
yeah, mastered by
kids.
Kids.
That's the difference that he made. Yeah, imagine.
But it was, you know, the people doing it were kids getting in the yards doing that. Imagine what if they knew what
they
all
were starting
set up.
But if you think about it, man.
Fuck me, bro.
Those kids had nothing as well, you know, a lot,
yeah,
of them,
neither.
Not all of them, but like, you know, predominantly
Latinos
ghetto
and black
kids
from,
yeah,
from the ends.
And imagine they had all this creativity, all this energy, and they had nowhere to put it, man, you know? And so those kids going into those yards, painting these, their names, I'm here, you know what I mean? That's all they wanted people to know. I exist. You know what I'm saying? And to see their names rolling on these huge trains, you know what I mean? It's like, it must have been a massive buzz, and if they didn't realize what they were creating and what it was going to lead on to, they must have felt the power of it, though, you know, yeah, what I mean?
We're doing something different,
yeah,
fucking bang,
and something impactful as well, you know what I mean? It's one thing just writing your name on a wall, but on a moving train, like, just the whole, how did they do it? Why did they do, you know what I mean? All these questions and the mystique behind it, which we were speaking on the other day. It's all, you know, powerful stuff, man. It's incredible.
No one gives a fuck about Graf. When I was on the train.
Yeah.
Coming back from Gatwick. So like a few overground trains. You know? And there was loads of graph all over the place.
Yeah.
I just remember thinking, absolutely nobody knows it's there.
Yeah. What do you mean it's just invisible to them?
Yeah, they're, yeah, just all like head down in their phone or reading their book or getting ready for work or doing an email. Yeah. Nobody gives a fuck about graph. Yeah. Only people that do graph. You get the odd person who like lives in a flat above a shop in Portobello Road, go, oh yeah, no, I absolutely love graph.
It
doesn't do graph.
It's like a language. It's like a language. You know, people
is,
who,
yeah,
speak the language can understand it and can read it and see what's going on. Whereas a lot of people, yeah, it's just wallpaper to them, you know, especially in certain areas.
Yeah, to the vast majority.
Yeah. Although I was on the train the other day on the Central Line coming up past North Acton and all that. This is quite cool. I was sat down and then opposite me, the other seats, there was a mother and her daughter. And the daughter had her knees on the chair, looking out the window like that and going like this. Spo.
Really?
Dire. Zombie. Like, I swear to you. Going bozo. Thing like that. Yeah, and just like saying them out loud.
Really?
All the graphs you saw. Yeah, I was cracking up. I wish I had taken a video, but obviously I'm not going
to
start filming little, yeah, kids on the train.
Next but, to their mum.
Yeah, exactly. But I was cracking up inside going, this is fucking hilarious, man.
Yeah.
So kids notice it. You know what I mean? It is a youthful energy, man. No doubt. So what we got? Let's listen to a tune, man. Did you have one?
I got some tunes.
Yeah, I got a couple tunes as well, man. And then we've got a listener question and we'll do a bit of graph critique. You know what I mean? Also, if you're a newcomer here to Arms House, to your mom's house, go back and listen to the older episodes, man. You know? Then you'll learn the lore of the podcast.
Let me write.
Oh, yeah? The Chronic, yeah?
Yeah.
Dr. Dre's first
album. I don't
know,
but it came on today when I was in the gym. That's it, yeah.
So good. I think the album came out in 92. And it was one of the first tapes that I bought.
Shit, I don't think I've got any...
You got no reception. No, no, don't play it into the mic, just so we can hear it.
No, we can't hear it.
And I'll play it loudly. Oh, it's locked onto the...
What up, Jayton? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Wait, rewind. Biatch! Do you remember them Snoop days? Biatch!
Hey, Amber, I got a tune for the podcast.
Go on.
Let's play it.
Biatch!
Biatch!
What no be a bit?
What no be a bit? This is the summertime.
That's it. That's
what I'm trying to
creeping down the back street on D's. I got my Glock cock, cause niggas want these. No sooner as I said it, seems I got sweated by some nigga with a Tech 9 trying to take mine. You wanna make noise, make noise. I'll make a phone call, my niggas coming like the Gotti boys. Bodies being found on Greenleaf with the fucking heads cut off. Motherfucker, I'm Dre. So listen to the play by play, day by day. Rolling in my phone with 16 switches. And got sounds for the bitches, cocking all the riches. Got the hollow points for the snitches, so won't you just walk on by, cause I'm too hard to lift, and no this ain't Aerosmith, it's the motherfucking D.R.E. from the CPT, on a riding spree, a straight G, hop back as I pop my top, you trip, I let the hollow points commence to pop, 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 yeah, cause if it don't stop, I have to put my shit in reverse, go back and take another spot, cause I'm
rolling in my 6-4,
with all the niggas saying, just another motherfucking day for Dre, so I begin like this. No medallions, dreadlocks, or black fists. It's just that gangster glare with gangster raps. That gangster shit makes the gangs of snaps. Word to the motherfucking streets. And word to these hype-ass lyrics and dope beats that I hit you with, that I get you with as I groove in my 4 on D's. Hitting the switches, bitches relax while I get my proper swerve on. Bumping like a motherfucker, ready to get my serve on. But before I hit the dope spot, gotta get the chronic, the Remy Martin and my soda pop. Now smelling like Indonesia. Bus stop full of fly bitches and skeezers. On my dick, cause my 4 won't hit. Pancake front and back, side to side and all that shit. So when I crawl, I comes correct. Now if your bitch in my shit, it's your bitch you check, nigga.
Ah, we not played MC8.
Yeah?
On the pod.
We played Don't Be a Menace.
Sure, yeah. That's one of my favourite tunes, man.
100% we played it. Yeah, I loved that tune, man. But that album, that Dr. Dre Chronic album, it hit me. Like, I was 12, 13.
Do you remember the big white vinyl with his face? Everyone had t-shirts, vinyl, CDs. It was everywhere.
That's that emblem.
Your missus had it.
You know what the emblem is on the front of that cover with the picture of Dr. Dre in it?
No.
Do you know where it's from? It's from
the Mona Lisa.
That picture there. That's from Zigzags. You know, their Rizzler out there in America. They have a thing called Zigzags. And it's a picture of a dude with a fez. So we put that in the Chronic. Fantastic. I was 12, 13. The album, it hit me like at a time when my brain was still very malleable. You know what I mean? I was like young teenager. And just everything they were talking about, just the pictures, the imagery and the music. The imagery, the music picked. And those cars... Sick. With the, you know, the 16 switches and shit. Oh, man, I loved all that shit. They look just so fucking cool, man. And I still want to get one of them cars, man. You know, I had a plan to get one of them cars.
Really?
No, I'm not even kidding. Listen, this was my plan, yeah? It's so stupid, but Because I used to go to Syria a lot, especially back then. I used to go to Syria, and Syria is full of old cars. All the cabs have got like those fins, like, you know, like in Grease Lightning and shit. They all look like those cars, Cadillacs, and all these old American cars from the 60s and 70s. And my plan was to go to Syria, buy one. I remember looking it up when I was in London and seeing people selling them. Obviously, a lot of them were in bad condition, the cars, but the, you know, internally, the, as long as the engine was decent, I was going to buy one from there, drive it from Syria back to England, then start souping it up, put a system in there, put a, like, you know, make it like a little project, you know what I mean, to like fix up. And but obviously, I never
put the hydraulics in there.
Yeah, and then eventually put the hydraulics. But I didn't want the hydraulics to jump.
Be on Tim Westwood's.
All I wanted to do was just so I could flip a switch and the traffic lights go. Like that. No, just like drop down like that. I thought that was the coolest shit, man.
You'd be doing that all the time as well, one handed leaning back.
Oh, man. One day, man. One day.
Or when it came out, fuck me.
Maybe I'll sell that Banksy and buy a Cadillac, man. Fuck it.
Yeah.
And live in it. Those cars are massive as well. That's the thing. They wouldn't just, they couldn't work here in England, man. It would just be a nightmare to park it, to
drive
it.
Most of the cars, most of the trucks they drive in that, they couldn't do it around here.
Bro, innit? They're way too big. And like the front seat, you know, where the steering wheel, because they don't have the gears there, they have them there.
It's
just a big like sofa.
Yeah.
Oh man, I love those, man. I love them. One day I'll get one. I think you can get them now. I think you can buy one souped up, ready for about 40 grand, 50 grand. Yeah.
I never did. Lots of people back then traveling were doing, fly to like the east coast of Australia, rent a, buy a car, drive across it,
sell
it the other side,
and
then drive back. Same in America and shit.
Yeah.
It's something I've always thought would be quite joseph. Apparently, the Route 66 is basically just fuck all on it. Most of it's nothing.
Yeah. That would be cool, but you'd be bumping into mad fucking rednecks and shit, and like, America just doesn't interest me, man, to go there. Australia, I'd probably do it. It'd be because there'll be more better wildlife and scenery and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Although America is a beautiful country.
Yeah, but scenic. Oh, man. I'd go to New York again.
Yeah.
Probably go to like Florida or something. Some part of America where it's not like the city. Always go to the cities in America.
Yeah. I tell you where I've always wanted to go.
Tropicana.
It's like New Orleans and shit like that. That area. I've never been there.
Get some chicken.
And I've never been to the West Coast as well, so I would love to go West Coast. But
we've got serious Southern fried.
The food.
Yeah.
Barbecue. Like, they don't fuck around when it comes to the food out down in there, down in the South. Yeah, I mean, and the music as well, obviously. The music history there, jazz, blues, that would be incredible in New Orleans. Because I went to Chicago, and Chicago is known for its
sitting
jazz.
There drinking a whiskey, listening to that in the evening.
Yeah.
Fuck me, bro.
That would be insane, yeah. Oh, yeah, and the whiskey and like the bourbon and shit like that they got out there. Oh, man, actually, you know what? I'm talking myself into it, man. That would be sick.
You got plans to go away at the end of the year, then.
Yeah, but another part, yeah, I want to go Vietnam and that side of things, man. That would be great. Yo, let's get into a listener question.
Yeah, boy.
All right, let's see if you can hear this.
Which London writers were the most on crud? You get me? Always causing trouble, always causing havoc, always bringing almshouse to your mom's house. Or in other words, which writers were not to be fucked with?
Hold on, I gotta pause that because we can't even fucking hear it over the train. Okay, here we go. Let me continue it. I'll rewind it a little bit. So always causing crud.
Havoc, always causing crud.
Or in other words, which writers were not to be fucked with? You know what I mean? The hardest, the most badass writers from London.
From London. Back in the day, he's talking. All right, who was the most, like, we're talking about someone you would not fuck with back in the day. There was a few of them about, man. There was a bunch in the 90s. I mean, if we're starting local around here, Everyone. I mean, pretty much everyone.
Yeah.
But there was different degrees.
There was different
to how bad they were, or how, or fucking just how big they were.
Yeah, but who was the alt, like the guys where you were like, if you ran into them or if you heard they were somewhere, you just didn't go there. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you, Take and Koza.
Take
Spo.
I was gonna mention, yeah, Take and definitely Dre. Spo. For sure, Spo was not to be fucked with. He was like one of them. He was like Voldemort, man. People didn't even want to say his name.
People don't understand. People do not understand.
They do not get it.
It was an instant jacking. That was it. Even if you knew him, he's like, all right, bruv, yeah,
and
pass
the thing
it.
Is
what
he,
you got there? What you got there? You're just getting jacked and by Spo
not,
again.
And it's not like you could maybe catch him on a good day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? He would do it by on principle. You know what I'm saying? And obviously...
He'd always be setting the rules.
This was back in the day. We all grow and change, you know what I mean? All these things.
He's a fabulous we're talking, young man.
Yeah,
fabulous young
he's
man.
He's an upstanding citizen, you know what I mean?
But he's a decent geezer now.
Yeah, he is.
But everyone back in the day was different, but fuck me.
Yeah. He was, I mean, I was cool with him back in the day. And then maybe we fell out a little bit. But
yeah, you've
we
been dead by Spo. Everyone's been dead by Spo.
Everyone, of course. But early on, like, obviously I knew Spo early and, you know, he's obviously a good bloke. He's a human being. But like, you know, back in the day, especially when you're a teenager, you're your mind runs away, and yeah, he was definitely one of them figures. But who else?
But like Take and Koz.
Yeah.
But always, there was that period when it was Take and Koz.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, they were the...
And it was like a dracking spree, a robbing spree, and like every, yeah. Like any shop, any garms, any like, there's just a, it's just on-site rob yeah. Everything spree.
Yeah.
Including, easily including writers, including anyone.
Yeah.
And they were young, you know what I mean? And the people like telling them to calm down was the fucking like older heads in the crew.
Exactly.
I mean, that was,
like,
that
the,
was
only
the
only ones,
limit.
That was the only people that could control them to a certain degree.
Like Teach going, now, lads, yeah, tonight, yeah, just don't go too bait. You
keep,
know what I mean?
Keep the robberies under 20 this
That's
time.
That's all
right?
They've got.
Yeah.
Plus, they're trying to like get down with the crew, do you know what I mean? So, of course, they were going to be going in. And they know they've got that backing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, when they were utes. When they first dropped on the scene, they were utes.
Yeah,
but they were up. I'm talking youths, not like I'm talking people who got fucking up, mm-hmm. but were still mad young.
Yeah,
not just some youth, but fuck me, they were all city and trains and all types of shit. But they just robbed and everything.
Yeah,
touch for a period. There was a touch period. Everyone loves it. There was a couple of periods.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, touch is being safe period. Everyone's yeah. bowling around, like Chiswick, Hammersmith, Bush, everyone's in, oh yeah, Richmond, Kew.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah, no, touch is safe period. And then something would happen, and it would quickly spread. You'd be like, oh yeah, touch went in, yeah, and he's jacked him, and then the boy died. And you're like, oh no, touch is back on it.
Yeah. But there was a few writers who I didn't have run-ins with, but I heard about them. Like, for example, Mace RCS, I heard he was a bit of a...
Yeah, bad man.
A bit of a nutter. I also heard, met back in the day, met CBM back in the day. He was... I remember hearing from people going, yo, avoid that guy, man. Or stay clear from that guy, yeah. You know? Obviously, now he's a sweetheart. He's a fucking bad man. But back in the day, he was a bit of a loose cannon, you know? I'm sure he'd admit that himself.
And, the sketches he does, fuck, because of on Instagram.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
Really good. And who else was there? Ah, you know what else I heard? Who I never had a run-in with personally, but I remember hearing not to fuck with Kiss 42. I heard that. He punched a few people in the mouth, but again, I can't vouch for that. This is just hearsay. Who else did we... Who out of the PFB was like, don't fuck with this guy?
472.
Who?
472.
Yeah. Nah, but he's have you met him now? He's the coolest, yeah. Chillest motherfucker you ever seen in your life, man.
Not really comment on that because that was before we was about.
But the thing is, when I was...
That era there, bro, fucking hell.
Because we used to hang out a lot with Mean, and we used to, like, the people I knew, the size doesn't matter a lot on all them, like, they used to throw a lot of parties. So from when I was, like, 15, 16, because my sister was down with them, like, my older sister, so I used to link with them... all the parties and stuff, and all PFB would be there. So, because I knew them through Mean, obviously none of them chucked it.
You were getting in the PFB.
Yeah, no one was chucking it with
you were
me.
Basically,
but I heard
you
stories.
Were basically, those days you were in PFB. Basically.
Nah, not really, but we were still under VFL back then days.
I got to move my...
Yeah.
But what, were they chucking it?
No, they weren't. They weren't chucking it, but that's what I'm saying. I got to know them through memes, so I was on a level with them when I did see them, which wasn't that often. And again, like I said, I was several years younger than them. At the time, it meant more, especially if I was 15 and they were like 19, 20. I didn't really register on their fucking radar. So I managed to avoid them doing anything too ragged.
Back then, it was a big fucking difference.
Yeah.
Someone was a little bit bigger than you. They were a lot bigger than you. You said, what are you going to do? That was it.
But I'm trying to think other names, man, of people that we were like, you know, that you had to avoid back in the day. There was a few, man, but none are coming to mind.
Court and Spo.
Court and Spo for sure.
I've heard Dre. I'm sure it's Dre, D-R-A-E.
Yeah. I don't know. I never was there. Yeah.
But just on the list of, you know what I mean, if you do meet him, don't chuck it.
Don't
chuck it in any sort of fashion.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Ah, well, what about, like, who's that crew with all the younger lot, younger than us, that would go around?
FLS.
Not FLS. SFL.
SB. SFL.
SB. SFL. Weren't they rowdy lot? I mean, I haven't had any run-ins with them, but I remember hearing stuff about
them. Who was that? Futon.
Yeah.
Sides.
Again, I didn't have run-ins with them, thankfully. But
Never really even met any of them.
Yeah, nothing's coming to mind. I might have met them or something, but...
Is it Cider? See, I'm trying to remember him with painting a lot in the future. But they smashed it.
They've killed it. They've battered it. But I remember hearing run-ins with them and knives being pulled out and all sorts of crazy shit like that. So, you know, definitely I was in my head to avoid them, you know. So there we go. Well, there we go. I hope that answered your question, sir. Batteries. I'd
probably say Tate and Koza. So many trains go by.
But I remember as well, again, this is hearsay.
I got to tell you why my missus is stupid. You got to tell me if you didn't, that's fucking gay.
Wait, repeat. I can hardly hear you over that fucking train. Was it? Your missus, you pissed
off. And there's fucking fuming.
Uh-oh.
Fuming.
Yeah. What did you do this time?
I said, right, I've set up time for a podcast. Mm. Bosch, doing it. She knows we do it Sundays.
Yeah.
We just do it Sundays. And so I think it's Saturday night. She goes to me, right, tomorrow you've got to do this. And I'm like, yeah, I've got to go to the gym. I got to take the kids back to their mums.
Yeah.
I got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do that. You've got to go to Albers and fix the window. And I'm like, what? What do you mean?
She just dropped that in.
Yeah, because she's going to meet like her friends, go out and get pissed and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to drop her there. She's like, yeah, you fix the window. Like, another window's broken now.
Oh my God.
And it's the same thing.
And now you've opened the floodgates. You've shown that you can do one of them.
But the whole point is, so she's still not fuming because she knows I've done it before.
Mm.
So I phone up her cousin. I'm like, yo, is it the same thing? Is it like the bit? And she's like, yeah, we have to take the window out of the fucking wall. And I'm like, oh, okay, sweet. Yeah, nice. Okay, sweet.
Oh, fuck,
but I'll come at 12 o'clock because I'm going to drop the use of finealing, come back. That's when I can do it.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the podcast later. I'm busy later, so I can do it then. She's like, yeah, okay, do it then, Bosch. But the fan. Saw a setup yesterday.
Yeah.
Today, I'm getting out of the shower. Going to fucking... go out, take the youths back in there. And she's standing there the whole way like, my cousin's just phoned. She says, don't bother coming around. She's cancelled it, yeah? And I'm like, what do you mean? She said, your attitude, you know, we could tell you didn't really want to do it.
Oh, right.
And her boyfriend has said the same thing. And, blah, 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 and now she's just, and then she's gone.
Oh,
I was going to take the youths back to Ealing. She knows the route. Go past her cousin's house. She was coming with us. She just gets up, she just leaves.
No. That's the worst.
Gets the lift, goes downstairs, gets on the bus and leaves.
Screw.
And I'm like, I'm not saying anything. And she's like, bye, boys. Then it's gone. The boys are like, anyway, yeah. I haven't spoken to her all day. And I just tried to call her, she's not answering.
Wait.
She's about to start the podcast and she's like, don't worry about it. And I'm like, no, don't worry about it. I'm like, oh my God. But I want to know, yeah.
Yeah.
If me... telling someone I can do it, this is when I can do it,
yeah,
12 o'clock whenever I've dropped the use, I'm coming back past your house, that's when I can do it, if that's me saying you know, me giving the wrong attitude by saying, I'm so busy, this is when I can do it. As if I said it like that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's fucking fuming. And it's the second time it's a window. And it's a fucking window, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I ask her questions like, what do you mean fix the window? What part? Is it the glass is smashed? Is it? She's like, don't ask me questions about the fucking window. Fix the window. Fucking hell. Just thinks you can do these things.
Yeah, no, that's a tricky situation, man. Because the thing is, you're doing them a favor. You're helping them out. You've done it already. You're going to do it again. You have the right to be a little bit, I don't know what the word is, but, you know, you don't have to be all like, yeah, of course I'll come to do it. Okay. Like, you know, what the fuck do they expect, man? You know?
But I think she's more fuming that I phoned up and said I can do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
On the way back. It's like 12, 1 o'clock. Is that cool?
Yeah.
And I can't believe that is
that's not
something you can get fuming about.
You've got to fuming about it, man.
Latinas are very difficult.
It's just drama, isn't it, man? They just love the drama.
Yeah.
They just love...
They love it.
The drama, man. Fuck's sakes. But she'll get over it, though. It's not that big of a deal, man.
Yeah, I know.
So you didn't actually go and fix it for her?
No. Because her cousin phoned me up.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's not coming around. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I mean, yo. Fuck him, man. It'll be all right. Just like kind of, you know, suck up to her a little bit today when you see her. You'll be seeing her later, yeah?
I don't know.
All right, you don't even know.
She blatantly will stay out late.
Oh, yeah. I was going to show you these. On my way here, I cycled up the canal. And I saw all the... Well, there was loads of graph, obviously, down the canal. But there was a few bits with those rollers, like big roller bits. Yeah, it was this mad like factory thing, and there's these rollers. Look, I'll show you on the screen here. Who is it? Sane Disco or Jisco? Little force thing there, Beza. But the mulch things, that art thing, and then there was this one here. Man, two wins. I've always wanted to try doing one
those
of them
are
big
the ones
ass.
I always see man.
Yeah, man wins. And Helch obviously is known for his roller things. I don't know. I'm not really into the whole rollering thing. I think they look kind of cool depending on the spot. Some of the places, like there's that spot in Paddington we were talking about where the massive Bosch was.
Yeah.
You know where the skate park is where you can paint up there? You see on that ceiling, I think, he'd been done, it's massive and it's like on this massive slope. And from the train, when you look up and you see it, it looks sick. Like, and it must have been a fucking neck breaker for him to be doing that. It must have taken him hours. It was massive. I'll see if I can find a flick of that and post it. I don't know if it's even still there. They're obviously doing work.
There goes into that.
But the thing is, I know they use these mad long, like, kind of poles that kind of, like, they get a bit bendy at the end because they're so long. And it has a little roller on the end.
Yeah.
And, they, like, I just thought, I just really want to give it a go. I've never tried it.
Control the bend. As
yeah. And, like, you see some of them, obviously, for practical reasons, they usually do blockbuster letters because it's easier, obviously, going up and down than trying to do like a mad like S.
Fuck that.
Yeah,
street level.
Slithery.
Fucking trying to do that.
But some of them do that though. That's the thing. Some of them do like weird shapes and stuff, and they actually pull them off and they outline it, they fill it in, and they outline it, and they put little schemes in it and shit, like, and cracks into it and stuff like this. It's crazy the techniques that they've got, and even crazier is when they do it from a bridge going down. That must be next level. So you're doing it upside down as well. Like, I couldn't get my head around it, man. But I want to give it a go. So maybe this week.
That's nice.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's
what did it say on it?
Southern. No, it's not one of the southern ones. I don't know. But no, actually, maybe someone out there from London who paints with those things. One of you lot, hit us up. Take me with you. Let me come with you. I want to give it a go. I want to try it out.
He wants to do a mission.
Yeah?
He wants to do
I want to do one with one of the long poles on like a really high up one. Yeah, so maybe along the canal here or something. I don't know. But hit me up. If you've got all the tools and everything, let me know. I want to give it a go, man. I want to try it out, man. Should we do...
It's been for so long, it's like we should have gone to the fucking warehouse.
It's all good. Should we do a bit of graph critique?
Yeah, boy.
Keep sending in. Tell everyone, come on, what they can do. for the graph critique.
We need you to send your photos in to Arms House, to your mum's house, so we can critique your graffiti.
Yeah.
It's a no holds barred type of critique.
Yeah.
And no brethrenship allowed. Just critiquing the graph.
Exactly.
Could be from any era. From back your photos back in the days or your photos from now.
All right, let's start off with this.
Send them in to get gunned.
Yes, either through the Instagram or through the email. All the links are below. Big up. Send them in. All right.
This guy, like we're camping here.
Yeah, it's like camping.
Stand by me.
All right, this was sent in by someone. I think he was at the... I'm going to give it to you so you have a proper look. It was sent in by a dude. He was at the Arms House Graph Jam. He didn't paint, though. But he writes, fish, F-I-S-H. Here's a blue piece with a white outline, black shadow, orange outline. And look, he's put you up. He's put me and you up, Amber and Thing.
God, fishy boy.
And AHC 2024. What's your first thoughts on that, man?
Jesus Christ. The eye. The eye.
Yeah.
What has happened to that? What has happened to that? Oh, I see where it's going like that. Okay, fine. I'm looking at a blue fade piece.
Yeah.
Light blue to dark blue from bottom to top. With a fat orange outline and black shadow. A fat orange border, sorry.
Yeah.
You can tell I'm jet lagged still. Fuck. And
Do you think he's a beginner?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely a beginner.
Me, bro. The S is almost that S that you do the three lines and then the three lines. It's almost like that.
Exactly.
But the eye, the little kind of thing coming out the bottom right of the eye is not helping matters. I see you trying to think it's like the bottom of the H as well, but it's not. Shit don't run like that, boy. Yeah. Shit don't run like that, boy.
The guy, he's got heart, but he's got a long way to go yet, man.
I'd say, like, get... You see, like, the F? Why is that one coming out like that? Like, coming out fat? Just have it coming out straight.
It's straight, isn't
it? The same bit as the bottom of the S. Just calm the letters down a little bit first.
Classic example of doing too much, man. It's unnecessary, man.
Calm it, dude. And then when you're doing illegal, you can do all your little bits and bobs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the train that squishes us on the way back.
Don't say that, but yeah.
Squish.
Nah, like, the guy's doing way too much.
He's put up Arms House Crew.
Yeah, he's put up Arms House Crew. Salute for that.
He's put Amber in theme.
Yeah.
You should quite a bit like your reaches when you use that nozzle. That goes...
And look, he's done a white outline and then black shadow.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Why? And look, and the shadow on the side of the F on the left, look how big it is. It's like at least a couple of inches. And then look at the shadow on the left of the S. It's like a tiny little bit there coming out, a little bit at the bottom of the S. Yeah. Be consistent, bruv. But obviously you can't get your head around it because your letters are doing too much. So you're trying to do the shadows around it. If you keep your letters simple, the shadows and the highlights are going to be much easier for you to get your head around.
The fade isn't the worst fade. Like, he's...
Well, I don't know.
Carry
about
on
that.
Practicing your fade. It's near, but for someone of that standard. Because, you know...
I don't think the photo does it justice. I think the fade is terrible as well.
It's terrible on the F, yeah.
Just outline in black. Why are you doing too much? Just outline in black, shadow in black, white highlights. Just keep it simple,
bro. You can have a bit of space as well. Your letters are mad squished, bro.
I don't know if he's... purposely trying to make the letter, I don't know, look like fins on a fish or something. I don't know what he's trying to do. Just
it looks too fishy, bro. Too fishy.
The H, the left side of the H is nice and even, and then the right side of the H is going woo, skinny in the middle and fat on the, like, flaring out.
He's trying to be style, but it makes it look like he's got no style.
It's not got style because
it makes it look like it's not got style.
Yeah, it's not consistent going through it.
Trying to do some style.
Keep it simple, fish, man. Motherfucker. Fish.
Oh, fishy boy. The pipes are cool.
Ah, okay, here we go.
This shouldn't be too loud, Bob.
Yeah, we look not too loud. Oh, mate, please tell me I can remember who this fucking guy is, man. Ah, fuck's sakes.
I just wish I did more breath. Morgreth as a ute.
All right, this guy sent this in. He said he's enjoying the pod. This is on the side of a freight train. This guy got skills.
Let's have a Frank and Pat.
What does it say?
Let's have a Frank and
this
Pat.
Is a dope piece. I really like the letters on it. I like N-A-R-E-S. Skills.
N-A-R-E-S.
No, it's N-A-T-E-S. The T has a hole in the top of it for some reason. But it's Nate's. And I think that's F-H on the right-hand side, his crew.
Oh, that's the... Okay.
I think that's the crew.
That's the T. I get you.
But you see it now, yeah? Obviously, it's hard to describe many colours going through it. Was it a green outline?
Yeah, green outline. But it's got like pinks and browns and beiges and yellows. Yeah. And some red chookie-chookies, some black.
It's got a lot going on, man.
That black looks good. It looks like it's kind of... The black looks like it's superimposed on.
I hope it's not computer-generated image. But I doubt...
I don't know, Yeah, if they know what I'm saying.
They know what I'm saying. They know better than to do that.
But I like the N and the A. You know what I'm saying? I like the N and the A.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so it says Nate... Nate's?
Nate's.
Nate Dog.
Yeah.
Nate's FH. Have a Frank and Pat of the black on that.
Oh, yeah, that is cool. Little black isms going through. He's got yellow smoke going around it, like a brownie clouds around the outside. Yeah, nice greeny outline. Pastely fill. Yeah, the A looks cool. The E looks super dope.
Look at the black.
The S looks sick.
This look has been put on.
It does look like it's popping off a bit too much, but I can see it doing that though. I think that's
legit. I can't see black doing that yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the way he's got these yellow kind of wispy smoke going through it, and it's kind of taking out some of the outline. It's really well put together. I really like this, man. It's nice.
Yeah, it's a nice piece.
Big up, Nate. Nice piece.
Big up, Nate.
You are now in AHC as well. Now we've reviewed your graph, so I'd love to see you put it up. I'm not sure where he's from either. Nate's, because I haven't seen it in the wild.
No.
So I couldn't tell you where it's from. Maybe he's...
Looks like English weather, though. All grey.
Yeah, but it might be Australia. I'm guessing Australia.
Oh, I might be back home, mate.
Might be fucking...
No, I might be back home.
I can't do the exit.
What was that? Spoggy?
You fucking stubby, mate. I can't do it.
Oh, my.
The only thing is the H at the end.
Yeah, no. Well, I think the last one.
Yeah, the last eight, like at the end. It's the only thing. I mean, I like it, but I think it, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't suit the rest of it.
Let's have a Frank and Pitt.
I don't know why. Only slightly. But I'm trying to find something bad about it. But there's nothing. You know, bad. It's a really good piece. So, props to Nate.
Do you know what's bad is that we're 42. We've hardly got any life left.
Yeah.
When the sun's like this, all I want to do is like fucking go surfing in California or some shit, driving around in a VW buggy.
Mate, don't talk to me about the beach, man. I want to go to a fucking beach. I want to jump in the fucking sea.
I never remember. I'm 42.
Yeah, me neither.
That's, you know what I mean?
Stop banging on about it, man. I'm 27 still. I'm still 27, bro.
27.
Forever 27. All right, let's sign out, party people. As the Elizabeth line goes past.
We're running out of battery.
We're running low on battery. We've hit an hour.
We're running out of battery.
We're good to go. My back is starting to kill me. I'm starting to feel 40 again. So let's move on. You know what I mean?
Mom's house, see your mom's house.
Episode
89. Damn.
Coming up to the big 100, man. We got a few things planned for that. We've actually had a couple people reach out for locations.
Yeah.
Cool ideas for locations. So hopefully we'll have a few more this summer. I think next episode I'm going to go through this book and I'm going to pull out a couple of classic trains from New York from 73 to 75, some of that like foundational era of graph,
and I won't be in jet lag and I'll be able to speak.
Yeah, we'll discuss a bit about that on the next episode, and who knows what's in store for the Arms House crew. Let's go out to this tune.
What is it?
Okay, theme. I've got
89 episodes, bruv.
Yeah, I know. It's too much. Too many.
Fucking lot.
Shall we? Do you want a drum and bass song or do you want a reggae song?
I have a reggae song.
Yeah, I was thinking. This one is by.
I have a reggae song, bruv.
This is by Busy Signal. Have you heard of Busy Signal?
Yeah.
And he did this tune called.
Stick a bit of that reggae on, will you?
This one's called Unknown Number. I love this tune, man. It makes me crease every time I hear it, but it's so true.
Technology. Unknown number.
Now yeah. Let them set we up. Technology sets away. We have to get away. Hey, me ask who's calling me from an unknown number. We no answer no unknown number. Now pick it up if it's a private call. Youngster no answer no private call. Who's calling me from an unknown number? We no answer no unknown number. Now pick it up if it's a private call. Gangsta no answer certain call. So who could it be? How would them a breathe? No call me phone if you know what me fi seen. From my work for your feet. Friends them not let me be. Them tapping phones spy out like the KGB. Yo, so if you know your number block, no bother call me. Call me now go answer even if I'm a mommy. Yo, a regular them keep it up. Block them call but me no pick it up. So me don't
go get us. Bro, Vom's house. Could send us to Jamaica.
Come on, join the Patreon, man. Send us to Jamaica, yo.
Private call. Gangsta no answer no private call. Who's calling me from an unknown number? We no answer no unknown number. Nah, pick it up if it's a private call. Gangsta no answer certain call. Yo, if you call me phone, me want to see one plus the area code plus the digit. Everything for sure. Cause if you're private, the number and call me and me want to see who is it. Or me I gonna know. Number for sure up on the ID. Cause me done store some of my friend name Bling Dog. My father and the son of my side. People who are make private call, them should have blind me. Who's calling me from an unknown number? Me no answer no unknown number. Now pick it up if it's a private call. Gangsta no answer no private call. Who's calling me from an unknown number?
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?